This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 what did you do, DZ?
It's not so much what I did, it's what I didn't do.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, let me just break
just
it down.
Fess up.
Fess up. Okay, so what happened was...
So here we go. This means he's the jerk, everybody.
Hey, chill out. No.
If DZ has to start with, what happened was...
What happened was...
Go on.
So,
let me hear.
Y'all may or may not know, I aired this out a little bit. Allie, I was telling you.
Yeah.
I ended up at the mall on Black Friday.
This is like you and I are both, we will never.
Not my favorite thing to do.
Funny thing is I ended at a mall. Yes.
We ended up at the store on Black Friday, forgot it was Black Friday. That's not what's important. What's important is I ended up at the store because we had to get an oil change that morning. We had a few things scheduled for the car. We had an oil change, we had the tire rotation, and then we had a recall assessment on our car.
On Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
Got it.
And we thought, might as well do it.
And you guys have two cars, a really good one and a really old one.
A really good one and a really not one.
Which one was this?
It was the really good one.
It was the good one, so we were going to take care of this car.
Oh, we're taking care of this car.
It's not the one you're driving into the ground. This is the good one. Okay.
It ain't the formerly nice, now hoopty.
This is the one that still has a car payment.
Exactly.
That's how you describe this car.
That part. There's It's the car no car, not the paid out car. not the run into the ground car.
I feel it in my soul. Okay.
So I go, drop the car off, and they're like, hey, all of these things are going to take a couple hours.
Oh, I hate that.
And we kind of knew this because the recall, they told us it could take a couple hours.
Yeah.
So when we were at home, me and the wife talked and we were like, well, what do we do? Do we load the kids up, go both get in the car, and then drive all the way out there across town from Bayview to Tulsa to the dealership? And I went, nah, because if anything, I'll just come home. Hopefully it doesn't take that long, or I'll sit there, whatever.
So you take the car.
So I take the car by myself so that Aaron doesn't have to get in the car, in the other car with the boys, and follow me, track me.
Yeah.
I drop it off and they go, it's going to be a bit. What do you want to do? I'm like, cool. Well, do you guys have a rental? Do you guys have a courtesy car that I could take?
Give me something.
Something. They check. No, sorry. No rental. No. But what we can do is we can get you a ride.
Okay, well, at least they gave you something, or because then I really would have snapped. Okay.
We can give you a ride somewhere. And I went, man.
Where am I going to go?
I'm
in Tulsa alone.
I'm not going to have you guys drive me off, because it's an Uber, mind you. They Lyft. They order you a Lyft.
And they pay for it.
And they pay for it.
The dealership pays for it.
It's through their account. But they order you a car, drive you wherever. And I went,
man. Well, then you should have gone on a field day. You should have been like, let's go to Johnson Creek. What the hell?
And then you're going to pick me up, right?
Can you take me to the outlets of Pleasant Prairie? And stop by my house on the way?
Do y'all drive across the border?
I'll check on the kids.
How far will you go? Do you go to Waukegan?
I'm just saying, be careful what you wish for. So they offer you a ride, and you do what?
And I go, man, I'm not trying to have an Uber take me all the way back home to then basically turn around probably within the hour and come all the way back and then have to wait that time.
Where are you the jerk in this story?
So I jump to it and go, you know what? Just take me to the mall. I'll go to the mall.
Because you're in Tulsa.
So I'm in Tulsa. Mayfair. Take me to Mayfair.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Take me to Mayfair. I text Aaron, hey, I'm going to Mayfair, just going to get dropped off, wait for the car, so I'm already on this side of town. She goes, oh, we could have done that together.
Because now you're going to Black Friday without her.
Because now I'm shopping.
You are a jerk. Because
I'm at the store.
Are we done?
No.
Oh, there's more? Okay, you're the jerk. Where was I? I heard enough. You went to get the car fixed. You had a long time, and you said, Aaron, stay at home. And then you said, well, shoot, if I have a long time, you might as well take me to the mall. You're a jerk.
I'm going to stay on this side of town.
Cut the time. You're a jerk.
Forgot about all Black Friday events. Didn't even think about it. Okay. She went, we could have done that together. And I went, oh. Well, she said, I thought you were just going to come home. Oh, dang, man. Well, see, the thing is, it just all made sense in the moment to just stay here when it was only going to be a two and a half hour excursion.
It all made sense to leave her at home with the kids and take care of them while you were free. I've been a parent with little kids. You were free at the mall with no kids on Black Friday living your best life. No, you're a jerk.
I hated every moment of it. I hated absolutely every moment of being inside the mall. It was the worst experience ever.
Really?
No lie. I hated it.
Well, and you know, it's Cyber Monday, so shout out. Don't mind me while I start shopping today, actually.
All the sales.
You could have gotten it today anyway. All right. 414-533-1037. So the question is are you the jerk because you basically got a Uber to the mall on Black Friday and shopped without your wife?
Yeah. Am I the jerk for going Black Friday shopping without my wife? I didn't even realize it. I thought it was the most convenient thing to do. I didn't want her to have to bring the boys out in the cold. I thought I was sacrificing myself.
You're such a liar. You were sacrificing nothing. You were having the time of your life alone.
Come on.
414-533-1037. Is DZ the jerk for going Black Friday shopping after he told his wife, I'll be right back after I drop the car off, and then leaves her at home with the kids while he gets an Uber to Mayfair Mall?
It was a split-second decision, y'all. It was a split-second decision.
Oh, Nancy and Racine said, not the jerk, not like you thought of going there and didn't tell her.
True.
Nancy, you heard him talk through it, though, Nancy.
I didn't think about it until I was already dropped off at the dealership, and they went, well, we don't have a courtesy car. Had there been a courtesy car, I would have driven home.
Sure, but Megan in Milwaukee said, you are the jerk, DZ. I get the thought behind having her stay home, but she should have been with you. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is DZ the jerk for going Black Friday shopping without his wife? If you missed it, he went to take their car in to get work done. They said, well, it's going to be a few hours. We'll give you an Uber somewhere. So he chose to go to the mall and then got there. And the wife was like, excuse me?
Why'd you go shopping? We could have done that.
Huh? I'm at home with the kids and you're shopping on Black. Oh, good for you.
I was just thinking that was the most logical, quickest, efficient thing to do rather than going all the way back home.
Well, I want to start with Tanya in Kenosha today because she has a very good question for you that will shape this Am I the Jerk.
Okay.
So let's bring her up. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Hey, Tanya.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You're one of the longest holding theme song winners, by the way.
OG.
OG.
One of the OGs, baby. Tanya, is DZ a jerk?
So, DZ.
What?
Did you get something for Aaron?
What do you mean?
You know what she means.
While you were Black Friday shopping, did you get something for your wife?
Who says I bought anything at
DZ,
all?
Answer the question.
Who says
the question
I answer?
Hinges on your dirt tennis, sir.
I didn't go with the intention to buy anything.
Tanya.
I was just going to walk around.
All right, enough said.
I just I just so happened to walk into Lids and see a couple hats that I like. I ain't buy nothing else.
Tell me you did not buy something for yourself on Black Friday.
She could wear the hats too.
Are you kidding me? Hats are universal.
No.
Oh no,
it is not good for you,
Tanya.
Bud.
If I could hang up on somebody today, it'd be him, not you. Okay, that's where we're at right now.
Tanya, hats are universal. She could wear the hats too.
No, is it one that she specifically wanted?
I have never seen Aaron in a hat. Okay,
no.
So knock it off.
Okay,
oh,
fine.
You're the jerk, buddy.
Fine, Tanya. No, I didn't buy her anything when I went Black Friday shopping.
That is why Tanya's an OG.
Case closed.
Thank you.
Case closed. No, we still got other callers, Tanya. You were just the first answer.
Yeah, case closed. Thanks, Tanya.
Goodbye, Tanya.
Aaron appreciates that we said case closed, your wife. She's loving that.
Man, forget y'all.
Fine, we'll go to a dude. Let's go to Rich in Milwaukee. Maybe he'll defend you.
Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Rich.
Well, the story has changed a little now, Rich, as you heard.
Not really.
But what do you think? Is Easy the jerk for going without his wife shopping on Friday?
No, absolutely not. Not the jerk. Sometimes, you know, we need an unexpected break to go ahead and buy a few items. You know, we go to the mall all the time with our kids and the family. Sometimes we need a break to be able to buy what we need for them without them knowing.
It's a good spend.
Even if he bought himself something himself, you know, he was able to splurge on it. We all deserve it.
Oh, Rich, you're full of it right now. He left the kids and the wife at home and went and bought. He didn't buy anything for anybody. He bought it for himself.
I was running an errand. Uh-huh. It's not like I specifically went only to the mall. I literally was dropping the car off to get fixed. I was about to sit at the dealership for hours and decided I didn't want to do that.
And you still would have had it better off at the dealership alone for hours without the kids, and you know it. I've been a parent of little kids.
Ooh.
You went for the break, and you know it. And you left her with the kids.
No, I ain't gonna let you spend that. No, that's not what
really?
I did. No, that's not what I did.
I would have gone.
I even told her, I was like, bro, pull up to the mall. We can walk around together. She was like, nah, I don't want to. Because my thing was, I don't want you to have to.
Once you went without her.
Once I was there, it was like, why'd you go? Well, you said you was about to come home.
Yeah, you're still the jerk.
Yeah, my bad. My thought was, why are we going to rush to wake up, get the kids dressed, both get in separate cars,
sure,
now have to go over across town, then go try to figure out what to do if we're not sitting at that dealership?
It's more work to bring Aaron and the kids with you to the dealership. I get
then
that part as well.
Then to me just move solo dolo.
I agree with that as well. Rich, you're saying...
I agree with that.
Of course you do, Rich.
My man Rich already held me down, said not the jerk. Stop trying to press my man. Leave him alone.
Bye.
Yeah, whenever I go to a dealership, I go by myself.
Yeah.
There's already limited space. There's not enough snacks and things for the kids.
There really isn't enough snacks.
You know what, Rich? You're just busting yourself out right now with all this, because I'm a single mom, and when they were little, I did anything to get a break, let me tell you. So I'm telling you what, you guys, forget both of y'all.
Rich, appreciate you holding me down, Poppy.
Even though I understand you. Okay, bye, Rich.
All right, thank you. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias. Later, man.
Bye. All right, let's go to Jennifer and Brown Deer then. She's going to be the tiebreaker.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is DZ the jerk for going shopping without his wife on Friday while the car was getting fixed?
So I struggle to find myself agreeing with men in this situation when it comes to shopping, but DZ, I got your back. You're not the jerk.
Whereby?
No, you're not. I have to just say this. I feel like part of it is Aaron was jealous that she wanted to have a day shopping, and
obviously,
maybe she wished she would have left by herself and took the car and left you at home with the kids to go Black Friday shopping.
She would have thought of it. Yep.
Ding, 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 dong. Yes. That's exactly correct, and why he's the jerk.
Well, you want me to go do the man stuff? I'm going to go do the man stuff. It just so happened that some of the man stuff included shopping on Black Friday.
If I find out that you went and got a piece of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, I swear.
No, that's where I drew the line.
Okay,
that's
right.
I did not get food without her.
I would have been. If you went to the Brazilian steakhouse over there, I would have fought you.
Can you at least take Cinnabons home?
That would have been the kicker. Then all would have been good.
Well, you know when you walk upstairs. Hold on. You know when you get upstairs at Mayfair, all you smell is Cinnabon. So if you didn't bring her one.
You gotta get it.
No.
I don't know if I believe that you didn't get one, DZ. I don't know if I believe that.
I'm a lie to the people and plead the fifth.
Jennifer, thank you. You have a great day.
You guys too. Love you.
Love you back, bye.
Somebody texted in and said, why couldn't he just sit at the dealer? Because they offered him a ride.
They offered, man.
So why not?
Listen, I had already inspired the conversation of trying to get a rental. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, let us check. They went. bopped off in the back for minutes and were like, sorry, we don't got a rental, but we'll give you a ride anywhere you want
to
go.
Somebody texted in and said, the only reason I would have gone to the mall last minute without my spouse would be to get them something for Christmas so they didn't see it, not to buy myself something. Well, you're not DZ.
And you know what? I don't need to explain myself to you. I'm already not the jerk. Forget y'all.
Oh, somebody wrote in. I love this text. Jerk. He didn't even have to find parking.
That is true. It was plugged.
You are a jerk. He's a jerk. All right. DZ is not the jerk.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've decided today.